Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Two bills were introduced under urgency on Tuesday night and later sent to select committees for submissions. The first of them was a bill designed to restore covert video surveillance powers to the police. That was referred to the Justice and Electoral Committee, which began hearing submissions at 9 this morning. One of them was from Law Commissioner John Burrows, who criticised the retrospective nature of the bill.
It is one thing to give the police power to do this in the future. It is another thing to say that for the past, illegal things are now validated. And as Mr. Parker said before, there are two strings to that, really. The first is there are some forthcoming cases, and the second is there may have been people who've been convicted in the past on illegal evidence. Retrospective legislation is within Parliament's power. It's something it can do. It should only be done very carefully.
Professor Burrows explained why the Law Commission objected to the retrospective law.
The major category which makes it objectionable is if you make something an offence which wasn't before. You actually rewrite the substantive law. But it can also have unjust effects if you take rights away from people, which they had already. And you could argue this does. It takes away the right to object to evidence that's been obtained in a certain way. So I think you can argue there's an element of injustice about it.
Law Commissioner John Burrows. The committee also heard from the Criminal Bar Association, represented by barrister Robert Lithgow, who also objected to the bill's retrospective powers.
We simply don't accept that there is a fixed number of cases of a significant number which will break down because their investigation process is wholly dependent on covert surveillance. So therefore, we don't see that a serious constitutional convention, that is retrospectivity, which is really legislative magic dust. It's a bad way to go about things.
Mr. Lithgow's doubt over the need to legitimise current police investigations was echoed by his colleague Noel Sainsbury.
I would be amazed if those cases turned solely on illegal video surveillance. In terms of the pieces of the puzzle, that there wouldn't be perfectly legal audio surveillance, the perfectly legitimate surveillance where the police watch who's coming and going, the admissions made by the people subsequently, what is found at the time of arrest and other perfectly legal searches. It would seem extraordinary that somehow there is this set of cases where there's no other evidence that's going to actually assist the inquiry other than miraculously video image with nothing else.
Criminal Bar Association representative Noel Sainsbury. Another bill put through its first reading under urgency last night was the Sleepover Wages Settlement Bill. That bill was prompted by the appeal court decision that led to a settlement of the lengthy dispute over payment for caregivers who remain with their patients overnight. The bill was sent to the Health Committee, which is also due to report it back by October the 3rd. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.